I'm Jaina Morgan with the Sazerac Sunrise Jazz Band and the Creole Sweeties Burlesque Show.
Hi, Jaina. Tell me about the new record. When did it come out?
The new record came out on November 16th. It's called Mistletoe and Stockings. It's our holiday CD. It has mostly traditional swinging holiday tunes with a couple of originals on there, including Mistletoe and Stockings.
What's Mistletoe and Stockings?
It is a little bit of a vampy, trampy holiday tune where Gerald French sings the naughty Santa Claus part, and I sing about fun presents that I get to give to him and get from him.
Such as?
Mistletoe and stockings and... let's see, lots of lingerie and red lace, pearls and bows, and certain Christmas presents that he can only open if he's a good boy.
So that gives a flavor of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has like a swing rumba mix to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what number record is this for you? Is this your first one with your name as a leader, right?
For me, it's my first Sazerac Sunrise CD. We've done the Creole Syncopators, which is the band for the Creole Sweeties show, but this is my first self-titled CD. It just happens to be a holiday one. Love holiday music.
Yeah. For people who haven't heard your music, how do you describe it?
Well, the Sazerac Sunrise does a lot of swing, New Orleans swing. So it has a lot of New Orleans flavor with traditional jazz as well as some swing tunes to it. So we'll do anything from like Louis Armstrong to Anita O'Day, some Edith Piaf to Billie Holiday, a little bit of everything in between. We concentrate mostly from the 20s to the 40s, but we can do anything from a all 20s review to a big band 1940 sound.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from originally, Jaina?
From Marrero.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not. I grew up and was raised in Marrero. My family moved out to Connecticut when I was 11. And then once I graduated high school, I went to George Washington for college in D.C. And then once I graduated, I moved back home and I've been living uptown since. So I've been uptown for about, a number of years now. I won't give my age away, but I've been there for a while.
And talking about the current record, tell me about the production process. Where did you guys lay it down?
We laid it down at Word of Mouth Studio, which is in Algiers. That's Tim Stembaugh's studio. And it was much of a longer process than I expected it to be. What was supposed to be a short, sweet holiday CD went twice as much to produce it, twice as long to produce it, but I have some phenomenal musicians on there, including Kevin Lewis on trumpet, David Harris on trombone, Tom Fisher on saxophone and clarinet, Chris Alford on guitar, Megan Swartz on piano, who also arranged the majority of the tunes, Kerry Lewis on bass, and Gerald French on drums. And Kerry Lewis and Gerald French are also the producers. They're with 11th Commandment record label, so I'm their booking agent and they're my producers, and we work wonderfully together.
And the Sazerac Sunrise Jazz Band, where does the name of the group come from?
So when I was just getting my feet wet, I was studying with Richard Scott Obenshain on piano, and I was able to help him get a gig at the World War II Museum for the Summer Swings. And he said, well, do you want to sing with me? Really? Like real gig sing? That was my first like paid gig. He's like, yeah, come up with the name. Okay. So I was trying to think of something elegant, but also something not so much trashy, but New Orleans party. So Sazerac Sunrise just had a nice ring to it, little alliteration with a bit of a hangover feel. So that's where we came up, and I liked the name so much, I just kept it. Mm-hmm.
And you work with other artists as a sort of a booker promoter too in town, right?
I'm the booking agent for 11th Commandment record label. So we have my band, the Creole Syncopators, which is the band for the Creole Sweeties Burlesque Show, the oldest jazz band in the world, the original Tuxedo Jazz Band, Abstract, which is like progressive jazz funk, a little bit of R&B in there, and that's Gerald and Carrie's band, as well as the original Deja Vu Brass Band. So whenever anybody contacts them, I handle all their contracts and bookings.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you particularly enjoy about being a performing musician in New Orleans?
I'm not shy by any means, which I love the stage. It gives me a chance as an outlet and I guess quote-unquote therapy. It's a chance to express myself. I know it's cliche. Every musician says that. But it's a chance to just get out there and be a little vampy trampy on stage and sing the music that I love and shake to it and have fun with it. New Orleans has such a great swing and jazz scene, but I guess what I get to do is dress up in my gowns, wear the long, pretty blonde hair, which I'm not wearing right now, This is not going on the interview. wear the makeup, the beautiful jewelry, and it's a chance to be that beautiful torch singer that I've always enjoyed watching and learning from. I know a lot of folks learn from Ella Fitzgerald, which I do too, and Billie Holiday, but I absolutely love Anita O'Day and K-Star and Peggy Lee. All these women had such a great voice, and they were very sultry and seductive and vampy-trampy, and I love that phrase, vampy-trampy.
Yes, I gathered.
That's the best description for my music, vampy-trampy swing jazz. But it just gives me a chance to just show off and have fun and express that sexuality that you really can't do anywhere else unless, you know, I guess you're a hooker, which I'm not, so that's another outlet.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song or songs in that genre? Something you could say something about?
Dinah Shore, I Hear a Rhapsody. I know a lot of bebop people know that because Miles Davis swung it really hard. This is a beautiful rendition that Dinah Shore did, and I first heard that in college and fell in love with the song and said, one day I'm going to sing this on stage. And so that's one of my songs that I always do during my sets. As well as Edith Piaf. I love singing La Vie en Rose. There's a couple great vocalists in town that do that. I love that tune.
Yeah. Do you sing it in French?
Both, French and English.
Uh-huh.
Maybe one day Italian and Spanish. We're working on it. I love all these questions. Keep asking me more about myself.
That's the idea. What are some of the other songs that you do on the album?
We have White Christmas. Two of my favorite tunes that we do, Mark Bro with Preservation Hall. He's a trumpeter with them. He arranged Is That You, Santa Claus, and Christmas in New Orleans, Christmastime in New Orleans. So those have a real New Orleans feel to it. I love those renditions. But those are cool, two cool tunes. We have Let It Snow, Sleigh Ride, Winter Wonderland, and a bunch more I totally can't think of right now.
So when was it that you guys actually got in the studio to record the record?
Ooh, August through November?
Yeah.
Yeah, we cut it close.
So you guys started back in the summer. Yeah.
Yep.
It's always strange to me to think of people recording Christmas albums in the spring and summer, but that's when you have to do it, I suppose.
You know, most people go in like late September, early November to do a holiday CD. So we were lucky. We planned it out in advance. Really love Christmas music. It always just makes me so happy. I'm one of those people that listen to it before it actually hits, before it like Thanksgiving actually hits. So I love the tunes. And they're so fun. They just make you feel good. And I love feel-good music. I'm not that deep.
And do you have a personal favorite Christmas tune?
Ooh. Sleigh Ride. The Boston Pops arrangement. It's one of my favorites. It's happy. I have to say, though, when I was in high school and the neo-swing music, I guess I'm dating myself a little bit. The neo-swing music was big. Squirrel Nut Zippers came out with their Christmas CD. And their version of Sleigh Ride was swinging, and it was jazz, and it was raw. It was really, really raw, and I loved it. I thought this was the coolest thing, and that had a vampy, trampy Sleigh Ride feel. So since then, I've always said I'm going to play that if I ever become a singer. And sure enough, every holiday we play that. I have my little whip, and I have my sleigh bells and my temple blocks. So I get my only percussion that I do, I get to play with.
Yeah. I assume the whip has a sort of a second meaning as well.
Yes. Yeah. A little bit.
But no one actually gets whipped, I hope.
Well, it's a slapstick. So, you know, it's a little two pieces of wood that come together and make a whip sound. So, unfortunately, it's just really loud if you play it next to your ear.
Or in a small club.
I know.
Where do you particularly enjoy performing in town?
Three Muses.
Speaking of small clubs.
I know, huh? They are so small, but it's such a great vibe. The fact that one of the owners is a musician helps tremendously. They take such good care of their musicians. There's so many venues in town that don't feed the musicians. They don't guarantee, you know, payment for the musicians. As you know, they play for a percentage. And that's fine. But Three Muses make sure that whether it's a slow night, which there's never a slow night at Three Muses, they always take care of their people. So it's always a real pleasure playing with them. And I love Sophie Lee to death. She's just such a great person and such a great person to work with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I assume you get handed drinks there, too.
A little bit too many. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Jaina. The record's called
Mistletoe and Stockings, which is one of the original tunes, along with the other original, Christmas Pussycat. That both songs are fun for children to sing, but the adults will dig the innuendos.
So it works on both levels.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Jaina.
My pleasure. Thank you, Zach.
Well, Papa, I try to be good, but sometimes I get a little body.
Well, come enjoy my ho-ho-ho review with all the other lovely knowledge.